This week we have somebody I thought I recognized her, and Hannah was here with an ensemble before. She's 18. She just graduated from Mount Lebanon High School. We'll listen to her first piece, and then we'll give you a chance to get to know her. We'll catch up. Here is Hannah Ishizaki. Just beautiful. That was Hannah Ishizaki. And thank you for being here with us today. Can you tell us the piece you just played?
I just played Paganini's Caprice number 9 from the 24 Caprices.
And you're going to be, I guess, heading off somewhere this fall. What are your plans for the fall?
Yeah, I'm going to be attending the Juilliard School for composition.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
You must really, really be excited.
I'm very excited,
When do you start?
Well, I leave on August 24th, and the move-in day is the 25th.
That's, I've been talking with a lot of class of 2018 students over the past month, and there's this strange feeling of kind of having your foot in two places, right? You probably, in some respects, want to enjoy your time here, but at the same time, there's a lot of, I don't know if anxiousness is quite the right word, but anticipation.
Yeah, a bit of both. Yeah.
For people that might not come into contact with folks that are in that place now, can you describe what it's like, some of the things you've been going through and paying attention to?
Well, I've been trying to, as you were saying, like enjoy the most that I can while I'm still here and with my friends that are still here. But people are starting to go off to college even right now. And I also have to think about, oh, there are placement exams coming up. I have to do the online orientation. Like, I'm going to be there in 2 weeks, kind of feeling. It's a mix.
what are the placement exams? That's to figure out, I guess, in any music school, but particularly mm-hmm. in Juilliard, I guess they want to fit you to the right program, or how does that work?
Well, it's so there are a couple tests like music theory, ear training, that kind of thing, but it's just to fit you into what level class you're in so that you can best succeed there. Yeah.
That's are those online as well?
No, they're when I actually get there.
Oh, so wow. Okay.
You're thinking about it ahead of time and.
But it sort of is what it is, right?
Yeah.
But still, it's a little bit of apprehension, I would think. You want to be sure you're able to have a good day
mm-hmm.
and know what you're doing. Before I forget, your parents are here,
yes.
So we should acknowledge them. Is there anybody else you'd like to acknowledge?
Yes. Well, I would like to acknowledge my violin teacher, Mr. Hung Wong Zha. He's really helped me in the past couple of years, and as I've been his student, and my first violin teacher, who is actually here, I think she's outside, Helen Andrasik, was my first violin teacher, and I ran into her just now doing a vision screening outside.
Oh, how nice. Yeah. How nice. Did she come down to hear you play? I hope she did.
I hope so, but I'm not sure. And my composition teacher, Chris Massa, who without him, I don't think I would have been able to apply for Juilliard.
Do you know who your roommate is?
Yes.
And are there other people from Mount Lebanon or from the Pittsburgh area that will be in Juilliard's incoming class?
I don't think so. Yeah. No one that I know of. But I know some other people that are incoming that I've done summer programs with and that kind of thing.
How many people are going to be part of the freshman class? Roughly,
I
is
think
it?
Think around 150.
Wow.
That kind of, right?
That's exciting. That's really exciting. If you're just joining us, we have 2018 Pittsburgh Concert Society winner, Hannah Ishizaki, with us. What would you like to play next?
I would like to play Bach from the Partita number 3, the Gavotte and Rondo.
Here she is once again. Thank you. just beautiful to listen to and feel energized by. That's Hannah Ishizaki. It's you look like you have such pleasure when you're playing. When did the violin choose you, or did you choose the violin?
When I was six, a mariachi band actually came to my school and performed. I don't remember this, but I've heard from my parents that that's what happened. And after that, I just wouldn't stop bugging them about, I need to play the violin. I just have to. Please get me lessons.
And did the mariachi band have a violin in it? That's unusual. I'm not used to seeing that. That's fun. So that was it.
That was it. I don't remember this, but.
So maybe there's a mariachi band in Juilliard. For
hopefully.
Fun. Have you ever played in one?
I have not.
There's a recent CD that came into our library, which is an all-women's mariachi ensemble, which is said to be among the first, at least, to be playing at that level.
Wow.
And it's a neat group. What was it like to apply to Juilliard? Does it begin with a tape or an MP3? Or I'm just curious. Lots of us will never have that experience.
Yeah. Well, so for composition, it's a little different.
Oh, that's true. Violin. You're not performance.
No. Yeah. But for violin, they send in, I think they send in a video, but of the pre-screening excerpts. But for composition, you send in two scores and some recordings, and you have to do an essay. I think everyone has to do that. But it's like that for almost every music school. You send in scores, and then that's the first round. That's the pre-screening round. And if they like you, they invite you to audition. And so during the audition, for instrumentalists, I think you perform in front of a panel, that kind of thing, and then your time is up. But for composition at Juilliard, it's very nerve-wracking because it was there are five faculty members, and so you're auditioning for a studio, and so one after the other, 15-minute interviews with each of them, one-on-one. That's what it was for composition. It was very scary.
Because you'll be assigned to a particular group?
Yes.
And for composition, for what you submit, are your scores for an entire orchestra or an ensemble, or is it your choice?
It's your choice. But I think they recommend that you give like a variety of ensembles. So I submitted a full orchestra piece, and then I submitted just a little wind trio piece, just for contrast.
How did you learn how to do that?
I had a good teacher.
Yeah.
Well, I have been playing in an orchestra for a while since like school orchestra, and then I went to Tripo and Paiso. So I've been kind of listening around, and I did a mandolin orchestra, the Pittsburgh Mandolin Orchestra, for a while. So I've been sort of listening, and a lot of what they teach you in composition lessons is to like write for the instrument, don't make it like unplayable.
Mm-hmm.
Make it idiomatic to the instrument, and also, you know, Samuel Adler's book of The Study of Orchestration was a great reference. It's a little nerdy, but I read a lot.
Well,
of it.
that's great. And then when you play, like the groups you mentioned, mm-hmm. Three Rivers Young People's mm-hmm. Orchestra and Pittsburgh Youth Symphony Orchestra, you get really accomplished to listening to what's surrounding you, not just to what you're playing.
Especially playing as an ensemble,
Well, it's exciting. I hope if you have time, you'll stop back to join us again as you get ready to head to Juilliard. It'll probably be our last chance to hear you for a little bit.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you'd like You have one more piece, but before you play it, is there anything else you'd like to say that I may have not given you a chance to?
I don't think so, but thank you.
That means I did an okay job. What would you like to finish up with?
Actually, a piece that I wrote. It's called Astrofield. I played it as part of the PCS concert, but this will be the radio premiere, I think.
Wonderful. What's it called again?
Astrofield.
Wonderful. Here with our own composition is Hannah Ishizaki. Her own composition there, and what a pleasure to have Hannah with us once again. Thank you for being here.